Now it is time for the gut check. And today we are talking about conflict resolution. Conflict resolution. And I want to read to you from Matthew 14, 13 through 32. It says, when Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. And when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, this is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. And Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have only here 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. Bring them to me, he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. And then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. And they all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. Jesus immediately made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake, and when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus said immediately, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they had climbed into the boat, the wind died down. So we think of pressure as something to be avoided. We don't like high-pressure salespeople. We talk about being stressed out by the pressure we feel at work, but pressure can also be a powerful tool. A pressure washer is indispensable if you want to clean your house. Pressure in your tires helps you drive smoothly over bumpy roads, and pressure in the Earth's crust can, over time, transform coal into diamonds. The date was December 23rd, 1776. General George Washington's Continental Army stood on the banks of the half-frozen Delaware River. And on the other side of the river was a force of German mercenaries known as Hessians. And the army had already suffered several defeats in battle. They were cold and hungry. 3 days before Christmas, and they were homesick. And it was at this point that General Washington opened up a little book by Thomas Paine entitled Common Sense. And he read these words to his discouraged troops. These are the times that try men's souls. Washington went on to describe summer soldiers and sunshine patriots who lose heart in times of crisis. Washington didn't try to sugarcoat it. He didn't try to show them how things weren't so bad or that they weren't as cold or as hungry or as homesick as they thought they were. He just laid it out there. These are the times that try men's souls. Are you having some times that are trying your soul? Are you facing something that is very bad today? Maybe you just feel like you're hitting a brick wall in your job or with your family or with your marriage. Maybe you're facing a health crisis. In this economy, maybe you feel like you are one major home repair away from going under financially. Aren't you glad that Jesus understood those times too? In Matthew 14, we just read about a day that, other than the day of his crucifixion, may have been the most difficult in Jesus' life. In one day, he experiences the death of a family member, the crushing demands of ministry, a terrible storm, and disappointment in his disciples. Let's see what we can learn about soul-trying times from Jesus. When Jesus first heard about the death of his cousin, John the Baptist, he needed time by himself, and Jesus withdrew to a quiet place in order to connect with his heavenly Father. Lots of times we tend to feel like things are when Jesus heard about John the Baptist, he withdrew to a solitary place. This implication is that he needed time to grieve and process. Apparently, he didn't get to finish his quiet time because after feeding over 5,000, verses 22 through 23 say he had the disciples dismiss the crowds and he went up to the mountain. This time, the text specifically says he went to pray. So during trials, we have to be able to get some distance and solitude. And during those times of solitude, we need to connect with our Heavenly Father. So ask yourself this, what is your solitary place and how can you make time in your busy life to get there? Whether maybe it's on a lunchtime run or a weekend retreat, recognize the signs of when you need to recharge and make it priority. You don't get a pass on compassion. Specifically in verses 14 through 21, while Jesus sought some alone time, the crowd still followed him. His own difficulties didn't exempt him from feeling compassion for others who are sick and hungry. There were still needs to be met. When Jesus fed the 5,000, you might emphasize that he enlisted the disciples to help. And even more importantly, he gave thanks. He wanted the disciples' help. He needed the Father's help. So here's an idea. Identify people or areas of ministry where you can be a blessing, and be aware of how helping someone else can help you put your own trials in perspective. This might be a great time to talk about, you know, different ministry areas if you're going to a church, and look into those areas that need help, or, you know, maybe a testimony from someone who's gone through a hard time, maybe somebody who's gone through loss, and, you know, someone who isn't dwelling on their losses. The disciples were having a rough time of their own, and even though they were doing exactly what Jesus told them to do, as in verse 22, the storm still came. But so did Jesus. And there's a time that we need to remember that we can take heart that we have overcome the world because Jesus has overcome the world. If you look at John 16, 33. And the waves didn't calm down when Peter stepped out of the boat in faith. I mean, even though Jesus invited him to come, that didn't mean the storm stopped. And that's something that we as followers of Christ is a crucial lesson to learn and even think about. I know I personally have never thought about it like that. Here's the thing though. Immediately, the word immediately pops up in verses 27 through 31. At the height of our storm, Jesus immediately encourages us. And when we cry out to him, Jesus immediately reaches out and catches us. So be aware of Jesus' promise to be with us in the midst of our most difficult trials. You know, we talked about how General George Washington spoke to his troops on the banks of the Delaware. But here's the rest of the story. See, 3 days later, on Christmas night, Washington and his troops crossed the Delaware, took the Hessian army by surprise, and changed the course of the war. When others heard what Washington's soldiers had done during those times that tried their souls the most, they were inspired to join them. Wouldn't you love to be that kind of example to your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers? We won't be known by the absence of trials in our lives, but by our response to those trials. Conflict resolution. What's our response? Oh, that's a good one. And oh, how that hits home, even with us here at Yes FM. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray that we can take your example. We can take the example of how you responded to this storm. We can take your example of how you prayed and found alone time, even you, who are one with the Father, Lord. Lord, we can take example of how George Washington's army responded in some really difficult times that tried their souls. I pray that over each and every one of our listeners, Lord. I pray that over the staff of Yes FM. I pray that no matter what we're going through, that we know to take time out and talk to you about it. In your precious and holy name, amen. And there's your gut check, you guys. Conflict resolution. Something to ponder upon, maybe over the weekend.